Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A flood of refugees returning to Afghanistan parallels the surge of Afghans coming to faith in Christ. Then, unity in the midst of great diversity puts the spotlight on Jesus for hotel workers in Indonesia. We'll explain what that story is about in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Afghanistan, where more than 250,000 refugees have returned from Pakistan and Iran in recent months, many of them deported. Greg Kelly from Unknown Nation says,
they're going back home to complete unknown circumstances. They won't have jobs. They won't have shelter.
85% of Afghans live on less than a dollar a day, and many face Taliban persecution. Yet even in these conditions, the gospel finds its way.
When the church is under such extreme circumstances, we see the receptivity to the gospel increase. And in fact, Afghanistan is one of the fastest growing churches in the world.
In one story, the son of a Taliban member became a Christian, but hid it, unaware that his father had also come to Christ.
Once that secret was finally revealed, that they both were followers of Jesus, they just wept. They embraced each other.
As the number of believers grows, so does the need for leaders.
We are training hundreds of leaders inside of Afghanistan. These people are being equipped because that's what this church needs. This is a young church.
Pray for Afghan believers to have courage and discernment as they face adversity. To learn more, go to missionnews.org. Meanwhile, women are treated like second-class citizens in Iran. When they're from a minority ethnic group like Miriam, they fall even farther down the social ladder. Social rank applies even in death. Dane, with Unfolding Words, says,
she just had no hope in Islam. Even when she was baking potatoes, she thought, I'll be baked in oil like this when I go to hell.
One day, Miriam heard the gospel and placed her faith in Jesus. Then, she joined a team of church-centric Bible translators and received training from Unfolding Word.
She said, for me, this is a dream come true. Finishing the translation means reaching more hearts and saving more people and bringing them to heaven. How can I explain sitting with my elderly mother and talking to her about Christ in the only language she knows?
About half of Iran's 90 million people use a language other than Farsi, which is the national language.
Church planters need the Bible in those heart languages of Iran to plant healthy churches and disciple believers. So we are equipping networks that are already at work in Iran with the tools, technology, and training so that they can translate the Bible into those languages.
You can help by supporting Unfolding Word's Whole Bible, Whole Nation project. We'll connect you in the full story at our website. And the beauty of diversity is often marred by division. But what happens when there's every reason for differences, and yet there's love? Well, people pay attention. Joe Hanley with A3 says that at their recent Global Leaders Summit, 20 different nations and a wide range of theological backgrounds were represented. Yet these believers clearly cared for each other and mingled freely.
The hotel staff just came up to one of my colleagues and said, who are you guys? Like, this never happens, you know?
Questions like that open the way to share the hope of Jesus.
Jesus is the unifying force for the body of Christ. And when we're at our best, we're able to show the depth of that unity because of our diversity. And it's just a beautiful design that God has given for us in the world.
A3 has recently begun working with Christian leaders in new countries in Africa, Europe, and Latin America. And that's what prompts Hanley to share this prayer request.
That we could continue to be a display to the nations. The potential diversity is growing for us, and we need prayer so that we can still be on the same page and see that kind of unity.
Pray for oneness in the global church as well for the glory of Christ. There's more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.